Nashville's most expensive and tallest public art piece begins to rise today next to the Music City Center. The project brought criticism on the Metro Arts Commission. But as WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports, officials believe they're about to be vindicated.
It isn't an artist, but actually a local power pole company that will be pivotal in finishing Nashville's newest piece of art. The constant drilling this month, at least 8 hours per day down into that solid Tennessee bedrock, has taken its toll on David Rains and his work crews. They're the Madison-based company accustomed to raising electrical poles and stadium lights. But right now they're digging the foundations for an array of 30 cedar poles, painted with orange and blue stripes. Getting something of their size to stay upright isn't unusual for Rains.
Well, it's kind of our bailiwick as far as drilling the holes. We drill holes.
But with these poles, the design doesn't call for them to stand straight.
Now the angle, yeah, that's kind of going to be the little hair in the ointment there. We're going to make sure that the most angle we'll have will probably be on a pitch of about 17, 18 degrees.
Are any of these poles straight?
I don't think there's a single one that's straight.
So it goes for such a large and tricky public art installation. It turns out nothing about it has been easy. Ever since Metro approved its price, $750,000, and its name was announced, it's called Styx with an X, the artwork has been a magnet for skepticism.
The argument I've heard most is sort of, why would you, Styx, that seems silly, pick up Styx, why would you do that? But I think the scale of it is going to be impressive.
That's Caroline Vincent, who oversees Metro's public art. She's been a bit on the defensive, but she says just wait. At 70 feet tall, Styx will be nearly twice the height of normal telephone poles, and she says their placement within the 8th Avenue roundabout will create a cool visual effect as people circle in their cars. But really, Vincent says, Styx will speak for itself. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
For those who do wonder, the artist says the piece isn't about the game Pick Up Styx, but an homage to the painted wooden artwork of Tennessee's Native Americans.